This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
We have a clip. You want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
And now, the whole show's clip of the day.
Okay, welcome back into the whole show. And now we've got the clip of the day. So, Trey Wallace posted this. Senior national college sports reporter, also does some stuff with Fox. He's a sports correspondent, does some politics, all that stuff too. So he's kind of merging a lot of what we're talking about with the college sports stuff is very political. He posted this. Brendan Sorsby is filing a motion to dismiss his case against the NCAA with prejudice. Texas Tech told Sorsby that in spite of the injunction, he would not be allowed to play this season for the Red Raiders. So that's, I mean, now the Red Raiders were kind of saying, hey, we're walking it back here. Michael, let's play Cody Campbell. Cody Campbell is, he's a big, rich man. He did play offensive lineman for Texas Tech, so you can see why he believes in giving them money and such. He's the CEO and was the co-founder of Double Eagle Energy Holdings, an upstream oil and gas company. That's in Fort Worth, Texas. He's been a member of the Texas Tech University System Board of Regents since April 2021 and the board chair since April 25. So here's what he had to say about the latest on Brendan Sorsby.
Where it ended is basically that we more or less ran out of time. He had to make a choice on whether he was going to stay in college or try to stay in college or go in the NFL a supplementary draft, which is a very unusual thing that's done, but the deadline for that is June the 22nd. And with all the different legal challenges that were going on from the Big 12, potentially from other places, there was no way to know with certainty that he was going to be eligible or that there weren't going to be additional sanctions placed on Texas Tech or anything like that. And so, we had to make the decision that, you know, went to talk to Brendan and said, look, it's probably not the best thing for you because you'd be taking some risks that you might not end up being able to play. It's not fair to your teammates, because, you know, games that they're playing or their postseason could be threatened if you were to play. And it may not be good for the university. And so, that was a tough thing, because he really, truly wanted to play. And like I said, you know, he is a really good kid.
If that would have been said on day one, Texas Tech would have won this thing. They would have won in the court of court of opinion?
Court of public opinion.
Court of public opinion. They would have won. The problem was, and even Cody Campbell mentions it there, with what the Big 12 was potentially going to do, they sat down with Sorsby, and it sounds like, according to him, that it was Texas Tech more or less saying, dude, man, who knows how this is going to go? There still may be a chance you don't play. Now, Michael, what did I say the other day? That Texas Tech was going to walk it all back, and they were going to say, listen, guys, he wasn't going to play anyway. Isn't that kind of what Cody Campbell's saying there?
It's what it sounded like to me.
Like, hey, we basically told him, we're not even sure that you were actually going to play. Now, again, what made this so wrong was they doubled down. They took him in. They said, hey, we're welcoming him back. We're going to help him with his addiction. We're going to support him. And yeah, they did say, they left themselves the out, Mike, because they did say several times, now we don't even, we got to make sure he goes through the proper channels first with all his recovery before he can even play. They did try to cover themselves a bit. The biggest problem for Texas Tech is again, and I guess I kind of don't blame them. They didn't act fast enough. And when they did act, it was the coach coming out, Coach McGuire coming out saying, well, it's not murder or anything. And then you got the president saying, you know, I've asked the NCAA to change their rules now that kids have gambling apps at their fingertips. You talk too much. You said too many silly things, and it did make you kind of look like the bad guy. If you would have said what Cody Campbell just said from the beginning and say, listen, we're taking this slow because there's obviously a lot of legal ramifications here. So we're going to sit down with Brendan. And we're going to make it very clear, like, we don't even know if this will actually stand. They should have, Mike, Texas Tech should have known that the Big 12 was going to do something, right? They should have known that. Or they should have just assumed it and told Sorsby that. Hey, man, the Big 12 is probably going to throw up some sanctions and maybe keep us from competing in the postseason, which is ultimately what this whole thing is about. So this is a big risk for you. It might be better off to enter the NFL supplemental draft. If all of that would have been said before, just 2 weeks ago, then I don't think Texas Tech would be considered in the negative light. Do you agree?
Absolutely agree. I think that they were probably listening to some PR department going, okay, we need to get ahead of this, and we need to say that we're sensitive to his plight.
Yeah, yeah.
And just ignore everything else that could backfire on
us. Yeah, that was the thing. They were making that the priority, probably because the lawyer scared the crap out of him, because he used that. Sorsby's lawyer used that with that Texas judge to basically say, hey, he's got a mental health addiction. And they were terrified of that. And I guess I kind of understand. Like I said earlier, if Cincinnati knew, they're way worse. Texas Tech's biggest issue was they didn't at least act as if they could see what the Big 12 was planning to do. We should have. I put it on my whole minute video last week, Mike. I said the Big 12 needs to step up, make a move here to do something. I don't know what that looks like, scheduling or block them from the championship game. Not allowing them a path to the postseason, to the playoffs. That's what they should have done from the beginning. Instead, we have this ridiculous roundtable where they say the most ridiculous things, and they just come off as not, in this situation, just not very bright. And these are a lot of bright people in that room.
And if someone wants to go back and look at the whole show minute, how can they find it?
I always post it on our YouTube channel. Follow me at Whole Show on my X account. It's on Facebook. It's on my Insta. We're all over it, Mike. So you can go
find it.
You
have an Instagram?
I do have an Instagram.
You're 40. You're too old for Instagram.
Media has Instagram, Mike. You're in the media. You're not. You need to have Instagram. If I wasn't in the media,
I don't need to have it.
If I wasn't in media, I don't know if I would have social media. I might still have X, because this is really where a lot of sports people go. But yeah, if you're in the media in 2026 and you don't have Instagram, You're missing. You're missing the boat.
I have Facebook, and I haven't gotten on there in a while.
Yeah. So you're missing the boat.
Yeah, I'm missing plenty of
boats.
Do you
know how many Broncos things you could follow? You know how many Broncos things they give on X? Like, you could follow the Denver Broncos, and you could get so many different things.
Well, I edit their tweets.
That I send to you.
Because I'm that well-respected in Broncos community.
You don't even know how to get on Twitter.
What's that?
Yeah, it's X.
I don't understand. Is that the character from the X-Files?
Why do you have to turn everything into a weird nerdy thing?
It was a good show up until the movie, and then it started going downhill.
Okay, I've never seen it. Aaron says, I blame the Texas Attorney General for giving Texas Tech false hope. You know he gave them his recommendations before he made that public statement. I do blame him. I think the Texas... The Attorney General kind of forced the Big 12's hand. Like, the letter was like, Hey, just so you know, Big 12, if you're thinking of doing anything to Texas Tech, just be ready. Just be ready, because we're going to fight. And then as soon as the Big 12 met, they didn't even do anything yet. They literally just met and talked about what they think. They all disagreed. They all agreed that Sorsby being allowed to play is not the right move. And then they were talking about potential sanctions and things like that. And that was enough for Texas Tech to sit down with Sorsby, apparently, and say, man, you're going to put everybody in a really tough situation. And you know what? Now that it's over, in college at least, now we're going to watch, see what happens with Cincinnati. So it's still a little bit alive in college. It's in the NFL. But now that it's kind of over, ultimately, logic won the day. Now, they were forced to come to some of these conclusions because they had a lot of fear of what the Big 12 might potentially do. But ultimately, logic won the day, and Texas Tech and Sorsby came to probably some kind of financial agreement. As Mark Johnson mentioned, Cody Campbell, who you just heard, they're not asking for any of his NIL money back. They're going to let him keep all that money.
Yeah, and he's the bad guy in this situation.
He is.
But it's still a situation where you kind of feel for him because he was
really
getting over some kind of addiction. But he screwed this up. Screwed it up.
I would feel for him more if he really if he came out, hey, I've got this sports gambling addiction. If he really wanted to beat it, and I hope he does, then he would say, I got to get out of football. And then he would try to walk on. You know, he would try to, I guess he would have another year of eligibility. Or he could just try to sign on with an NFL team in a couple of years. And that would be tough. But that's where, like, I get what you're saying. Like, you kind of feel for him. I would feel for him more if he would have said, hey, I have an addiction to sports gambling. I need to remove gambling from my life and sports for the moment.
Yeah, he dug his own grave, and he's got to lay in it. And it's unfortunate, but, you know, it's like a blackjack dealer having a gambling addiction. You can't have a job in the casino.
Then you can't be playing blackjack, right? I mean, it's a free country. You do what you're going to do, but don't tell me you're working on this addiction, but you think playing football, the very sport you were gambling on, is going to be a good idea for your issue. That was ultimately what bothered me the most. Is, you know, if he would have came forth, like, I believe in forgiveness, absolutely, and I still, you know, think everybody's worthy of forgiveness, man, no matter how many times you screw up.
It just takes a better man to do the forgiving. Some of us don't want to do it.
In this case, it's hard to forgive them. And it's hard to forgive when they're still kind of doing the things that you're supposed to forgive them for. And again, he's not gambling. Will he ever gamble again? He might, Mike. There are some that have a little bit of a drinking problem that say, hey, to kick this in the butt, I got to go a year without going to a brewery, going to a bar. I'm not going to put myself around that at all. And then maybe a year later, these are real stories, a person says, I'm comfortable, I can have a beer, and I can shut it off. And that's not going to lead to 12 beers and 13 shots of whatever.
Some people can do it.
Some people can't. Right. So what would have been more admirable in my eyes was the guy comes out and says, hey, I love football. I want to play football. But I have a sports gambling addiction. I need to cut that out of my life for a while until I can prove that I can stay away from it.
You'd give some schools, probably the lesser ones, you'd get them going, okay, we can do this after the year, but his career at Texas Tech would have been done.
Right.
No going back to Cincinnati.
And what if he took a year off of Texas Tech? He'd still have a year of eligibility, wouldn't he, Mike?
I believe so.
I mean, he'd have to fight it, and he did win. Now, here's the sticky part on that, though, and this is why he probably really wanted to play, was because the NCAA was going to appeal that, and it was not going to be heard until February of 2026, right? Or 2027. So if he took a year off, and then they appeal it, and then we meet again, and suddenly you get different information, maybe a different judge, I don't know, says, no, this can't happen. You're officially out of the NCAA. Then he took a year off. He could have played the final year. So that you can see why taking a year off could be complicated. I get it, man. You don't get to be a pretty dang good quarterback, Division I college quarterback, without loving the game. Without it being a major part of your life. So to be able for me to sit on in this, you know, on my soapbox here and say, you should have, to make this more admirable, you should have bowed out of everything. I get it's easier said than done if that's such a big part of your life, but clearly that big part of your life has led to maybe one of the worst parts of your life.
And I wonder how many people in his circle, in his real life, were like, nah, you should play. You should play. Come on, man. You got to... Sometimes people give you bad advice. People that you trust give you bad advice.
Well, and there's a lot of Texas Tech fans that were sticking up for him, right? This isn't that bad. This isn't as bad as some of these other guys do. And you're missing the point. You're missing the point of just what gambling does. Cincinnati's reporting that 6 times they were alerted to potential gambling activity amongst their players. Now, those 6 times turned out to be whatever, false alarms. I don't know. They got something, whatever piece of technology they got is probably hooked up to the phones or their internet service that alerts them if kids are getting on gambling apps. Now, according to Cincinnati, all 6 of those alerts proved to be nothing. And Sorsby, well, it didn't prove to be nothing because Sorsby was gambling. So how do we know that those other 5 weren't gambling?
I mean, there's a very easy way to get a second phone.
Dude, there's a million easy ways to gamble. Third parties. You just, hey, Billy, make a bet for me. That's as easy. I mean, you don't have to sign up for it, man. You have cash. Give your friend cash and he gambles on it. Everybody does that. Faces, I just wonder, is he actively getting help? According to things we've read, he is. She goes on to say, and now he's been given more money that could definitely be tempting to use to gamble. Pray he has a good financial person or parents keeping tabs. Yeah, if you want me to feel bad for him, give money back, man. You're gonna get money that you were given to play for Texas Tech, and they're gonna tell you you get to keep it.
You know, if he can't get over this gambling addiction, the one thing he could do is get into cryptocurrency. Because that goes up and down all the time.
Isn't that kind of gambling?
Yeah, it kind of is. You never know what's going to happen.
I don't think that would be the solution there. I don't think you'd want to be playing with stocks or anything like that if you have a gambling addiction.
Yeah, because stocks, I think monkeys can randomly trade as well as stockbrokers.
Yeah. 23 minutes after the hour, Mike, let's take a quick break here. The Colorado Avalanche moved on from Ross Colton. Are more moves on the way? We'll talk about that coming up next. Keep it here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Want a free gift for Dad this Father's Day? Make sure he subscribes to the best podcasts in the state. Find KFKA podcasts at Apple, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com. We are Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination. And we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. And you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFK.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's that?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Don't let that breathe for a second, Mike. The Tanner Schwinn in studio. Death and Blood?
This isn't Death and Blood. Miss.
This isn't Death and Blood.
It's close enough.
Play you some Death and Blood.
Leave the Eurythmics alone, Michael Kirkpatrick.
Tanner Schwinn.
Yeah, sure. The Eurythmics version is better.
Yeah, there you go. That's all I
need. But
that was pretty good.
No.
That was good, Mike. Well done. Well done by you. That is, as they say on Good Morning NoCo, that is a smash.
No, it is not that. Whoa, that. Thank you, Michael.
Tanner, how are you, buddy?
I'm alive.
This
beard pissing me off.
Coach Smiley said I look like Ron Burgundy in Anchorman when he got fired. That's what he told me today.
Finally, you get something thrown your way.
It's not fun anymore.
Coach Smiley, he's an interesting creature. Every time, I love Coach.
Makes me smile.
Every time he comes in, you need to stop. Every time I unlock the door and he goes, I'm like, Coach, come on in. And I just hear, yeah.
Like, dude, he's ready to go.
Yeah. I'm like, it's early. But then he walked into the podcast studio today and he just goes, Bears. Beards.
Bears, beards, yeah. Battlestar Galactica.
I'm like, what are we doing, Coach? Pretty accurate. Yours is finally getting out of control.
Yep.
Yours is out of control. So I was thinking back to last year. So we started March 27th this year on this. We are closing in on the 3 month where we're 9 days away from 3 months. Hopefully we don't get there. Last year, we started in June, like June 6th,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
And we were wrapped up by August 15th.
So we're about,
right around there.
Yeah.
We would have shaved, like, we had less time with the beard last year.
It felt like longer.
It did.
Yeah.
Because it was, but we picked, like, the worst months to have the beards last year.
Yeah, true.
And I was in that stupid, not stupid, it's a tremendous wing-eating competition, but I was stupid in it at the Larimer County Fair and just shoveling wings with his beard. I'm so glad it's going to be gone before then.
I hope I'm done by July 3rd.
Yeah, you will be. You will be. I've got this sneaking suspicion that the game I'm going to be at next Wednesday is going to be the one.
Are you rooting for that?
No.
What if it ends before?
I would be completely happy with that. Because then I will be able to sit out in the... Because it's a 1 o'clock game. It's going to be 90-some degrees. Like, I don't want this stupid beard on for the 40 people that watch the Rockies on TV. Everyone listens to the Rockies here on KFK. But, I don't want to be sitting right behind home plate with this stupid beard.
Yeah, I really thought maybe we were going to get it done. They had chances against Chicago even last night, man.
Yeah, they got... That was not a home run by Pete Crow Armstrong either.
And that turned out to be, again, they win by two runs, but, you know.
Do you like how Warren Schaefer's responding to things now?
Yeah, I do.
I saw Denver.
He's starting to get jaded already.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
But, like, he's got his guys back. And after, was it Monday night, was Monday night the blown one? Yeah, Monday night to the Cubs, where the bullpen was just atrocious and they walked everybody. And I don't know if you noticed, but, like, instantly in that game two on Tuesday night that they won, the Rockies didn't challenge a single pitch. They did not use the ABS challenge once.
I didn't realize that.
And those pitchers, like, when they got into, like, a 3-1 count, like, the next one wasn't quite a meatball, but it was close. Like, this one's going to be in a strike zone. I think he tore into them after that game on Monday.
Did you see how he was in game one with Juan Mejia?
Yeah, he was living.
He didn't even say, like, 90% of the time, if a manager goes and pulls a pitcher, they're saying something to him. Maybe even give him a little, hey, you're all right, man. You're all right. He didn't even look at him.
No.
Juan Mejia just looked like somebody killed his dog.
And Schaefer's got to walk that line a little bit because I like that. But he's also got some really young talent right now, and you can't burn them. You can't burn them. The ESPN came out with their top 100 MLB trade prospects. Rockies have 10 of them on there.
Yeah.
They're 10 of the 100. So, like, Mickey Moniak was on that list that they were looking at. Antonio Senzatella was, like, number 19, I want to say, is the best trade prospect out there right now. So, yeah, you've got some of those guys that I understand. Willie Castro was on there. But you've got some young talent in Cole Kerrig that's up there. You see what Charlie Kahn is doing.
Rookies start to do stuff, man.
Yeah, they've got young talent that is absolutely starting to play a little ball. So he's got to walk that line of not being over the, not crossing that line, but also saying we demand better than this. This is not the days of the Bud Black Rockies. We do demand better. And
he's got an edge to him.
I like it. I do like it.
He's
I don't
got
know
an
if
edge.
He's, I don't even know if I would say he's a good manager.
I don't know. I really don't know yet.
But
something's changing, though. They're better.
They're better. They're still worse in the league, but they're better. There's just still – he's learning how to be a manager still, too.
This is so bad, though, for the Rockies because it feels like – compared to what we've been seeing,
yeah.
It actually feels like they're almost good.
Right.
But then you look at their record and they're not good. But they – it's usually like one inning.
Right.
That kills this team.
Yep, it's they're back into that mode that they were the year before they started losing 100 games a season. It was always something about this team. We'd have a dynamite start from the pitching staff, bullpen and shut it down, no offense.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd have 10 runs, and you know the bullpen was okay, but the starting pitcher gave up 13.
And
then vice versa. Sean Sullivan last night. 12 pitches first inning, 42 pitches second inning, 12 pitches third inning. So the guy's got some stuff. It's just how do you avoid that blow up? And they're still missing Chase Dolander. They're still missing Mickey Moniak. Those are two guys that are there. I thought for sure Friday was going to be a win. Bubba Chandler pitching for the Pirates, who have been on a slide here lately. And I thought, okay, yeah, we're in a good spot. Bubba Chandler's very bad. And with his almost a 5 ERA. And then I saw Kyle Freeland was pitching with his 8 ERA, and I said,
oh boy.
Give me the over. Let's make some money. I'll hold on to the beard.
Freeland, just tough.
He's just bad.
Faith texting us, since hopefully by early next week, you two will be clean shaven. So think we need a twin beard pick from you two, a beard selfie with you two together. We should probably do that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Because
just
maybe they win over the weekend.
Just in case.
Yeah, just in case.
I don't think they're taking 2 out of 3 from the Pirates.
But maybe.
Yes. Paul Skeens pitching at Coors Field.
Skeens. Didn't they get him last year, though?
They beat him last year.
Yeah, they got him. They'll get him again.
Get him.
Yeah, Mike.
Can we have a before and after picture, you know, on TV where it was like, I was this big, but now I'm this big and I'm smiling.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we did it before.
We shaved.
And then we got to do one tomorrow with the beard. And then we do another one after?
I don't know what's grown more, the beard or my gut, since we took that picture.
Well, my wife actually, you know, my wife's very honest, as you know, mm-hmm. Tanner. She said, it makes your face look bigger, is what she told me. So I've always been sensitive of that. It does.
That's not what I would have said.
It's a tough scene.
What do you think? What would you have said, Mike?
I would have said it hides a lot of the ugly.
Thanks, Mike.
I'm kidding.
You gotta grow one. Even then, it's not enough for Micah.
Also, Tanner, if you fry out there in the sun with the beard, you will need to go to the new tanning place that you guys advertise for after you shave to even out your face. That was my situation last year because you remember we moved last year.
Yeah, you were outside a lot.
I was out almost every day in July moving stuff off the fence line because there was so much junk that we got to get a dumpster and just throw it in. I was outside every day in this, so when I shaved it off, there was this white.
Because I'm one, too, that, I'll get the raccoon eyes when I wear the sunglasses and I'm out in the sun. So 100%. I'm going to have to go over to Perfect Glow Spontane. I'm hoping next Wednesday when everyone sees me on the television that you're not going to see a beard on my face.
While I have you here, the Avs traded Ross Colton. I just wanted to ask you a quick question. Do you think that is the last move?
No.
Big, significant move that they'll make?
No, and I don't. That's a salary cap clearer. And of course, it took exactly not even a month since Chris McFarland goes to Nashville. That's the first trade
that gets done
between Joe and Chris McFarland. First trade. That's going to continue to happen. I think Joe Sakic is going to look to clear up more space to obviously re-sign some of his guys, but also I think there's a splash move that gets done this offseason because that's kind of the Joe Sakic way. I don't know what it is, but expect a lot of those fringe guys to be on the way out.
That was probably one of the more friendly trades in hockey.
Yeah.
It's just because they're buds.
Yeah,
you know,
correct.
They love each other.
Hey, yeah. Yeah. I wonder what I would have loved to hear that go down.
Me too.
That negotiation would have been interesting.
It's probably not like the Billy Bean thing, like, shh, you know, we want this guy for that guy. No, it was like, man, what, dude, I miss you, bro. I miss you.
You think Sakic tried to big dog him?
Nah, baby.
He's just like, no, I'm not just one third, I want two.
Yeah, 38 after, Tanner, I know you got a roll, man. Thanks for jumping in real quick.
Rockies.
Rockies, all of it. World Cup, let's go.
Football,
Michael. Football, as they say.
No, you guys missed the perfect opportunity to say Perfect Glow Spa and Tanner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry,
man. Yeah, no, yeah, that's,
I'm sorry. Like, Brian makes some bad jokes back there. Mm-hmm. But his jokes are even like, I'm sorry, I'm Micah Kilpatrick. So you know where it's at. Yeah. Like, his bad
there's
jokes.
There's no apologies coming out of that corner over there.
That face.
39 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
The New York Knicks are having their parade today, Michael. Tyler Kolek, who's he's a depth guy for the Knicks. He played in 62 games for the world champion Knicks. He was mistaken for a fan at the parade. He was out, you know, they're all supposed to be behind the little fence thingy, you know? Little bike rail looking thing, the fence, all the fans are. Well, he was out in the street where the players are and all the Knicks are, and the cops are like surrounding him, trying to get him to get on the other side. Didn't that happen to an Avs player too? I thought that happened to an Avs player because he just kind of looks like a normal guy walking around. And I thought it happened to an Avs player. Could be wrong.
You know,
but that sucks.
These cops should be smart enough to memorize the faces of the people on the team. Apparently, New York has low standards.
There's like 10,000 cops there. 10,000 cops are out there. Like, they're very worried it's going to get out of control. Dude, you could not pay me to go to a parade like that. Would you be interested in going if the Broncos win a Super Bowl again? Would you want to go to the parade?
I'd want to go to the parade, but I'd be super uncomfortable with all the people there.
I'm not a big parade guy. That's why when everyone talks about it, I was like, "Oh, we get to do a parade." It's almost like that's the main thing they're focused on. I don't care about the parade. It's neat. I liked what Joker said. We played that clip earlier. It's cool. I thought it was cool when I was a kid. I don't really care. I just don't care about parades anymore. They're neat and good for you. You're going to have it. It's good for the city that you play in. But I just think about winning the championship. That's all I care about. Don't really care about the parade.
Parades are more for fans
to go and
see the people up close. But at least it's not like the riots that happened the night of, oh, we won, let's overturn some cars and throw things.
Yeah, and I think New York fans were pretty crappy. I don't know how bad it got after they won, but they were not great.
Yeah, Philadelphia was epically bad. Yeah. Denver had its issues.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a big parade guy, but that was a funny story there. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Michael, when we come back, we'll get to what did we learn. Tomorrow's going to be a fun day because we're reviewing the Little Giants. Hooligans, watch it. We want you to review and be thinking about how we rate them. Is Little Giants a starter? Are you benching it? Or are you cutting it? Next year, we're going to change the rules on this, Mike. Or we could still change the rules, I guess. But you only get so many starters. And you obviously only get so many starters. So you got to be careful with how you're naming your starters.
Well, Rudy obviously is number one.
And somebody said you should do it like a football team, like 11. Are we even doing 11 movie reviews?
I think so.
We've done 6 so far. And I mean, we'll be close. I think we create our own number of starters, so we don't go 11. 11's too high. 5's probably too. I think we got to find a 7 or 8. I think
like
we go 8
man
eight.
Football.
Let's do 8 man football. Let's do 8.
I'm starting the entire Dayspring Christian team.
So we're going to do 8. Do you want to start doing that now? Do we need to rethink how we rated everything? Then we have to start from scratch.
I say. That's a good point. We have to go back remember who started.
I wrote some of them down, but not all of them. I don't know that I would start a couple of movies that I started if we're playing that, if we're doing it that way.
Well, if we're going to do it, people are going to have to go back, including me, and watch the movies that we watched. So I will have to go back and watch Bull Durham.
No, I watched them all. No, I didn't watch Bull Durham. Did I? No, I didn't.
You weren't there.
I wasn't there.
A lesser person.
Not. I wouldn't say Bull Durham's a starter. I wouldn't say For Love of the Game is a starter. I think I started it because you pissed me off. That's why I did that.
But my points were right.
So far, the only true starter that I think I have right now.
Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans. Major League? I don't know. I don't think I'm starting it.
I mean, if you don't...
Varsity Blues?
We have to check the entire roster.
Varsity Blues, maybe? So I might only have to... We might have to... We'll talk about this tomorrow, but let's get to what did we learn coming up next here on The Whole Show. Powered by Mosquito Joe, we're live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. We'll be right back.
The summer months can be busy.
I'm busy!
Keep up with the latest in local news, sports, and weather on Good Morning NoCo. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, Michael, what did we learn today on this 18th day of June? We learned that maybe Cincinnati, maybe, knew a little bit more than they're letting on. Well, we may never know. But if Cincinnati knew about Brendan Sorsby's gambling while he was doing it, they're 10 times worse than Texas Tech. Texas Tech might not really be the bad guy, even close to the bad guy in all this. They didn't handle it fast enough. They had too many wasted conversations and dumb roundtables. They just talked too much.
Yeah, Texas Tech was the incompetent party and the corrupt party. I don't want to say corrupt, but the party that knew about it and failed to do anything about it.
Maybe.
They're the problems. It looks like there's a bunch of quarterback issues in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. Michael, what'd you learn today?
Well, I learned that Tanner still doesn't like that Iron Savior song, the cover of Sweet Dreams.
I thought it was okay. I thought it was pretty good. Did we get anything wrong today?
No.
You were supposed to track it.
No. Oh, well, you guys didn't laugh at one of my jokes.
Yeah, that's not
really
wrong.
So you got that wrong.
That's not wrong. We did that right. We did that the right way. All right, tomorrow we'll have a fun Friday show here on The Whole Show, and we will continue with our Brady and Michael review sports movies throughout the summer because there's not as many things going on segment. We do Little Giants.
What are we reviewing?
Little Giants.
Little Giants?
Yeah, the little ones. I'm looking forward to it.
We'll see what the listeners have to say.
We'll see what the listeners have to say. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.